This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, December 11th, heading down the home stretch towards Christmas, January, and playoff football. Paul Perillo?
Yes.
No, I was just checking to see. You looked like you were yawning, fading out early today.
I was.
Big week here at Gillette Stadium. Some good, some bad, some indifferent. We'll start with the bad, because that was the first big news of the week. Late gate, as Paul Perillo has dubbed it in Patriots Football Weekly. Four players late for a Wednesday morning, 8 a.m. team meeting. Adalys Thomas, Randy Moss, Gary Guyton, and Derek Burgess. And Bill Belichick told them what Fred Kirsch once told me on a PFW in Progress radio show.
Just
get
go.
Out.
Get out.
Unexcused.
They were sent home, did not practice on Wednesday. They all returned to the facility on Thursday, practiced the last couple days. Adalys Thomas spent about, 8 to 10 minutes at his locker discussing his absence due to the snow and clearly wasn't very happy, but Bill Belichick has kind of put it in the past and the team has moved on. But I did want to note that that occurrence did take place. In terms of the roster of the 8 a.m. Wednesday team meeting, there were four guys missing, but they have returned. Now, actual roster transactions this week. On December 9th, Brett Lockett was put on injured reserve with a groin injury. He's a defensive back who's played mostly on special teams for the team this year. And he's no longer on the team, but now added to the team from the practice squad, Titus Adams. Spent the last couple of years on the practice squad, defensive lineman, 6'4", 305. And a couple additions to the practice squad. The Adams slot was obviously opened up, and they still had a slot from when Terrence Nunn signed with the Tampa Bay Bucks a couple weeks ago. They added quarterback Jeff Rowe, 6'5", 221 pounds, out of Nevada. It was actually a fifth-round pick in 07 by the Bengals. Spent some time with Cincinnati and Seattle. And Darnell Jenkins, 5'10", 191-pound wide receiver out of the University of Miami, who has spent time with Houston and Houston and Cleveland practice squads this year. He's been in the league. This is his second season. Paul Perillo, the biggest news of the week beyond late gate, as, again, Paul Perillo dubbed it in Patriots Football Weekly, is the injury status of very important player, and that's what I want to talk about today. Tom Brady missed practice Wednesday and Thursday, was seen on the field today during the media availability portion of practice, and now has three separate injuries listed on the injury report: right shoulder, which we've always had, right finger, which popped up last week, and rib, which I think popped up after Randy Starks popped into Tom Brady on his long touchdown pass down in Miami. Fans watching probably saw him run to the locker room and then come back, didn't miss any time. Are you concerned with the health status of numero 12, known as the franchise?
Well, anytime a guy like Brady doesn't practice, Andy, I think it has to be at least mildly concerning. He doesn't miss practice very often. As a matter of fact, this, to our knowledge, is the very first two practices he's missed all year, and that counts all of training camp when he was coming back off a devastating knee injury. So, yeah, he missed practice on Wednesday and Thursday, able to get back out there today, which is good, but you wonder if he takes a hit or two on Sunday, if one hit is going to be the last one. And clearly this team's not going to be able to pick itself up and rally without number 12.
I did want to tie in the first thing I talked about, the practice squad signings, Jeff Rowe, with the Brady injury. I just actually asked Bill Belichick if it was safe to assume that they kind of envisioned Brady missing practice time this week, and that's why Rowe was added. He said no, it was not safe to say that they had actually agreed to bring Rowe aboard last week. They had an open spot because of the Nunn leaving.
Correct.
But because it was a short week, they decided they didn't want to do that, and they kind of said, you can come in next week, and we'll start fresh from there. So they had their eye on Jeff Rowe for more than a week now and adding him. Obviously, they've kind of been without a third quarterback since Isaiah Stanback became primarily a wide receiver for them. But this week, with Brady out of practice, he did say that Jeff Rowe got a lot of reps this week, obviously with Brian Hoyer kind of bumped up into the first-team offense role, despite his relative light stature as an undrafted free agent. So some interesting notes at quarterback there, and it'll be interesting to see what, I have no doubt in my mind that Tom Brady will start on Sunday against the Panthers.
I feel the same way.
But beyond that, you're right. who knows? He's working with a bad finger, shoulder, and ribs. Everywhere involved in that upper body throwing, guys get hit. I mean, you never know what's going to be the next hit.
And you know something, Andy? I thought the hit that you talked about with Starks, the very first one on the 58-yard touchdown to Randy Moss, I thought that was eerily similar to the Albert Haynesworth hit, where he kind of had his arm in an awkward spot and came down right on it. Not the same, as Bill always says, but similar. And you wonder if there's some looseness there, and you know, maybe a separation or something like that. Not that it's separated now, but more susceptible if you get another hit like that. So you know what I'm looking for on Sunday, Andy?
A butt whooping?
Ground control.
To Major Tom?
Absolutely. I think they're going to run the ball a little bit more. The weather doesn't figure to be great here on Sunday in Foxborough. Why not run the ball a little bit more? Maybe you guys talked about it, you and Fred, the possibility of having Brady under center more often this week. Maybe that, in turn, maybe a lot more of his throws come out of play-action situations, and maybe you can sort of back off any pass rush problems that you might have. Not that Carolina is great at getting after the passer, but they do have Julius Peppers, who's capable of ruining a game. Maybe you run the ball a little bit, do a little bit more play-action, and run in, stay out of those predictable passing situations, which for the Patriots is pretty much every down because they throw so often. So I think you might see a little bit more emphasis on the ground game.
One factor that might help in that area is some positive health news. Fred Taylor, limited participation on Thursday after not practicing on Wednesday. And Sebastian Vollmer, with his head issue, was removed from the list on Wednesday. Matt Light no longer appears on the list. You still have Kasher and Neal as limited participation, but maybe that offensive line getting a little healthier. You get Sammy Morris back the last few weeks, and now Fred Taylor getting on the practice field, although he has not yet really talked to the media in the locker room. We've seen him, and I continue to say he looks as big and strong as ever. I think he's actually added some bulk in the time off.
Wonder if he can get his son.
I think he's a freshman in high school.
Well, he ran for like 400 yards his last game.
I got to think there's some eligibility issues there with a freshman in high school.
Yeah, but these
things. And plus, he's worn down.
These are more guidelines.
430 carries on, 430 yards on like 46 carries. Yeah, he's an old freshman.
That's a good point.
But that's going to do it. Patriots heading down the stretch here, and they have the Carolina Panthers coming to town for what they hope will be some home cooking to get them off the schneid, the first two-game losing streak since 2006, having lost three of the last four. Something they haven't done since 2002, Paul Perillo. Panthers will have Matt Moore as their starting quarterback. Jake Delhomme will not play. He is, according to Bill Belichick, a lot like Matt Castle. So take that for what it is. Matt Castle won 11 games for this team next year. So whether that scares you or makes you feel better that Matt Moore is playing, he will indeed be playing. As will Tom Brady, right, Paul Perillo?
Unquestionably.
Okay. Next week, we'll have more news, notes, and observations on the Patriots roster. Because that's what we are. Patriots.com roster report. For Paul Perillo, this is Andy Hart. The music's getting awful loud. Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.